Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and thank you for listening to the show. I'm very excited about doing this show. I might get a little hyper, drink a little bit too much caffeine this morning. I apologize for that in advance. I also apologize for my speech and some other issues with my voice. I've suffered a couple strokes, and sometimes that happens. There's nothing I can do about that, but I will apologize in advance. As you may know, I've not done this show very often nor very frequently. For a wide variety of reasons, which I need not get into now, other than say I have a lot of respect for those people out there, especially people who basically doing investigative journalism on their own, especially my hero, Motor City Muckraker, because it's hard to report and talk about issues and see that basically no one cares. And without going into issues why that's the case and say, as I see it in Racine, Wisconsin, and remember, this is a show of opinion and entertainment and a show of opinion and entertainment only. Feel free, please, to read the facts that you see them, get the facts you might find them, to read the different papers which are out there, listen to different media which is out there, and come to your own opinion, come to your own conclusion, and vote and act accordingly, right? Because that's the only hope any community has, is by when we go out, we the people, go out, get the facts, go to the meetings, do the things that need to be done, and go to the polls and vote, and hold our elected officials responsible. And that's a case is why I'm doing the show again, restarting this radio show. I may have to switch it to another one, but we'll see how that happens. See, I live about 100 yards from the Root River. It's very critical to me that the Root River is kept as clean as it can possibly be kept, and as well preserved as it possibly can be kept, and can be accessible to many people who can't access it, and we preserve the different things around it, which makes this area we're seeing, even though we all have problems with crime, a lot of problems with crime, a lot of drug activity, we got housing stock, which is declining, we got houses being knocked on my block, we lost two of them last year, to all the economic issues going on in Racine, but there's still some areas in Racine which aren't half bad. A lot of them border around the river, and these areas, I think, need to be preserved. As well, we're talking about water. We're talking about water not only in the river, but which can be used for many, many purposes, but water in Lake Michigan, which is very, very necessary for many communities around the area, for farming, farms able to use, people to be able to drink, fish, the whole nine yards. It's very critical. And to have an issue which could, God heaven forbid, create a problem that would raise all particular hell with the Root River and with Lake Michigan is a situation that needs to be talked about, debated in different forums, and addressed in the public elected offices, perhaps even in the court system. I can see the situation with the Root River and Waukesha and the water diversion combining in a court. In fact, I would pretty much be shocked and surprised and would bet very much that we'll end up in a courtroom fight, at least one. But these things need to be addressed, need to be talked about, need to be discovered and debated. The same thing with so many other issues with water and Racine area. We have the whole situation with Highway V out there in Mount Pleasant, Highway V, running up in California, Ted 4 area, where now Mount Pleasant's going to run pipe and sewer through farmland, right, through farmland for California Ted 4. What? And again, we had both one of the farmers affected on Highway V and the show. I had the city administrator, Kurt Whalen, who runs, he's the village administrator from Mount Pleasant on this show, talking about different issues. And those were good shows. It showed the power of podcasting and shows the power of what's going on so people can make decisions. They'll have an election, I think, this April. And perhaps some of the more important board members that were not yet replaced will be replaced in the voting process, and this whole Highway V project can be stopped, or at least not stopped, sold down. And we have the whole new situation of Caledonia going to run some pipes for different areas in Caledonia that they're seeking development for. Now, that's a whole different topic, but yet, I mean, we all know that a piece of land is for valuable. If it has water, you know, you're not going to build a, say, condominium in an area that you can't get water to. You're not going to build a factory that might need fat water if it can't get water to it. You're not going to build whatever if it doesn't have water? Water is very, very important. Water is very, very necessary. And then we can discuss other water issues, too. We can discuss the amount of money that City of Racine makes in water. I mean, we all pay a water bill. In City of Racine, as most municipal cities, you pay a water fee and you pay a sewer fee, right? No doubt about it, we do. And here we have a sewer lateral tax, which was instituted to cover the lateral running from the sewer line to my home. That's the case it might break, and the city may have to replace it. I won't have to pay that cost. It would be an insurance policy against that, is what we were told by then-Mayor Gary Becker. Well, then we had an alderman come and tell me that he was against it because he saw it as a $2 million tax because he said the odds of people needing that done was slim and none. And it should be done. Yes, it would be costly, but arrangements would be made to pay for that over time. So a property owner, say me, wouldn't be necessarily forced to come up with a lot of money to pay for it at one time. That would be put in my taxes over years, right? That's what he thought. So he saw the lateral fee as nothing more than a tax. We have other taxes, too, which can also be discussed. In the process of this, we have the recycling carts that we have to pay. I'm not quite sure how much we pay a year. The first pitch was going to be we're going to pay only a few bucks for a couple of years, but now we have to pay even more money, I think twice the amount we originally assessed, be told we were going to pay over the next 10 years. And that fee isn't going to go away anytime soon because, as one of the other aldermen, Sonia Wagner of the 6th District, told me, it's a fee for service, right? It's a fee for service. Wow. Wow. Isn't that interesting? And she was upset, not that she said we didn't need to pay it, because we do. These are costs that the city has to incur. It needs to be passed along to us, the property people live here. But she thought strongly, if I'm not totally misunderstanding her, and I don't think that I am, that these things needed to be explained to us as they were, so we, the people, can debate them and tell elected representatives what we want. Fascinating. So many fascinating things to be brought up here. And again, I do not think that this show by itself will do anything more than to help educate people in what's going on in the city of Racine, what's going on around the outlying areas, right, Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, like, when it comes to water, and all the situations concerning the water diversion from Lake Michigan and the treated sewage coming down the river, right? And we'll see what happens when people get the information that they need to make decisions that they feel best for. After all, I'll be straight up. I don't want to see it happen. I don't. I do not trust living in this area for the last 18 years, right? And reading the newspaper on occasion where the Milwaukee Sewer District, and they spent a great deal of money on the deep tunnel project, but every so often you read in the newspaper that several million gallons of untreated sewage has been dumped in the lake. Sorry. Read that time and again. Time and again. I think by now there's probably been close to a billion gallons of untreated sewage dumped in Lake Michigan because the Milwaukee Deep Tunnel Project isn't quite deep enough and doesn't quite do the job at times. Oh, gee, too bad for Lake Michigan. Now, I would hope that technology exists today that this wouldn't happen with Waukesha, right? I don't think the people of Waukesha are evil. I don't think the mayor of the city of Waukesha is evil. I don't. He's between a rock and a hard place because he's mandated by the courts to do something about his water system with the rayon in it. And this is the best action that he can think of to do, right? Now, this is because I don't think it's the right action. Does it make him an evil person? Does it make Waukesha an evil city? It doesn't. It only means that I disagree with this, right? And I will today invite him to be on this show to talk about it, right? Not that what he's going to do is change my mind, or I change his mind, which would be quite the thing, but to get the information out there so people he has to say, and he can say, you know, and people can sit and say, he's right or he's wrong, I don't know this, I don't know that. Oh, okay, this is what I think of this is what I need to do because I think this way, right? You know, I can do that. I think I can handle an interview with him. Should he come on the show, and I don't think that he will, but he will be invited. Just to say his piece, because, you know, we need the right information. We need the right information. We need, maybe right isn't the right word. Maybe the best information is a better way to put it. And I'll apologize for using the right information and instead of use the word the best information, right? The best information that we'll get, right, from the City of Waukesha and what they think is from the mayor of the city, right? He may yell at someone else. He may say, go away, little boy, quit bothering me. He may do any number of things, right? But at least I'll put that out there, right? At least I'll put that out there so he knows, so we can hear what he has, or maybe delegate has to say, right? When it comes to literacy, I'm not even going to try to invite the mayor nor any of his representatives on this show, because one, I don't think they're going to come. They do not like me. I can't blame them for not liking me. I'm not what I would say a friend to this administration. In my opinion, in my strong opinion, our city leadership is at the best inept, at the worst corrupt. And what's going on is their choice to which one it is. I mean, be it Machinery Row and the fun and games that are going on there, be it what's going on now with the Uptown Project, if that ever gets going, you know, it's one thing after another. We have all the stuff that came up in the depositions concerning the black bar owner lawsuits. What's going on with that? All the things were said as part of that. It makes you think what's going on in the city, right? And I and others have expressed our concern about this. And I think because of this, that, well, they won't come in my show. Again, I'm not going to waste my time to invite them, right? So I may call the water department. I may call, well, you may not be the right person. I might call the health department and see if Donnie K. Bowder-Sachs would come in to talk about it, because we get along well. I can trust her to say the right thing. Back off the road, right? I apologize. Give us the factual information, right? That's what I want, is factual information. We can have a good show with her, I'm sure of it. Right, others to it, but which is important to have the right information. But there's so much things going on that need to be looked into. I mean, and I didn't even know this was going. I knew the water diversion was going to happen. I knew that it would pass the state muster test. It would be sent out, be looked at by other communities. But I did not know the extent of what was going on and how fast things were moving until I came across Twitter feed yesterday. I'm a big Twitter person, and you can find me on Twitter at Reporter Wayne, right? At Reporter Wayne, one word, will find me, right, on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. And all the stuff being papped all day after, during, right before, during, and a little after, then again this morning, with the press conference, news debate, whatever you want to call it, between the mayor of City Racine and the mayor of the city of Waukesha. Wowzers. Now, again, people are going to talk about it. It's an important issue. It's an important issue here in Racine. It's kind of an important issue. Very important issue in Waukesha. But I was kind of shocked to see all the groups, of all the groups that I didn't even know existed, come into existence and start talking about it. One of the things I plan to do is find out the names of these groups. I mean, they made Twitter as one thing. The accurate name of that organization might be something else. And look at their Form 990. I'll see what kind of a nonprofit they are, if they're keeping up the 990s, who are they listed officers, how much money they make, where they get the money from. Let's track the money, because that's all we think of it about the money. All of it about the money. Court cases aside, with Waukesha, if you look at how much money development, therefore property taxes, Waukesha is losing each year because they can't grow as fast as they might want to grow, right? How much money is being lost? How much money is being left on the table? And at what point do we push things forward to make sure you get that money? And cities exist in property taxes and water fees and all like that. No doubt about it. Be it Racine, Waukesha, Baraboo, Madison, you name the city, they live in property taxes. At least they do around here in the state of Wisconsin, the way that's it. And again, and when you got development, you got jobs, and make people happy when they have jobs, versus not happy when they have jobs, and da-da-da. Developers tend to go and contribute to political campaigns, and business owners tend to contribute to political campaigns, and blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. It's all a cycle. Again, be it here, be it there, be it on the moon. It all is the same thing, at least in the state of Wisconsin. I suspect where you might be listening to the show at, too. again, the question is, who are the players? I want to know who the players are. I want to know who is running these different groups. I want to know if a group is getting, say, tax money from the Sarah scene in order to say one thing or another. I want to know if a group is getting, say, tax money from the city of Waukesha to say one thing or another. I want to know. Because I want to know who the players are, because it helps me make the right decisions that I can live with. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And when you look in the past, if you look at the past in this country, look at the state of California and the Owens River, what people are willing to do to be able to keep development going, which is a fascinating story. If you got time in your hands and you like to read, start reading about the river. I'm sorry. Start reading about what happened to the Owens River Valley and the Owens River once that river was going to be used to help fuel the growth of Los Angeles. It's quite the story. And you may be familiar with a movie called Chinatown, which dealt, in fact, both touched Chinatown and the Two Jakes, dealt with murder and stuff like that, but they also dealt with the base issue, corruption. Corruption is going on both on the water when it comes to the Chinatown, and it goes on with building development when it comes to the Two Jakes, right? See those movies. Get the idea. Read books on the Owens River. Read books on the growth of Los Angeles. Read books, and there's a lot of them on the Owens River, and you'll be surprised. You'll be absolutely surprised what goes on. What goes on because of water. Because we need it. Badly we need it. Now, I'm going to give you my contact information. Oh, a couple of policies. I don't take call-in phone calls for people calling in to talk to myself or my guests. I do own different podcasts, and I've experienced over time that I'm not going to deal with the idiots. I have no effective way to screen them, right? And therefore, if somebody should call for whatever reason, maybe giving me a hard time, maybe perhaps giving me my guests a hard time, I have no effective way to screen them, right? Therefore, I don't. I don't take calling people to my show. Okay. Second, the best way to contact me is my email. My email is wclingman@wi.r.com. One more time. wclingman@wi.rr.com. Now, if you'd like to contact me because you get some information or whatever else, feel free to do so. In the past, thankfully, not a lot of times in the past, I've had weird things sent to me. Anything I constitute as a threat will be turned over to law enforcement. Anything I constitute as whatever will be dealt with appropriately, right? This is what he knows. I'm not playing. You please don't play either. We are supposed to be adults, and you know, things like threats don't do me any good, doesn't do you any good, because believe me, I will turn them over to law enforcement. And I think the Racine Police Department is pretty good about finding out what's going on between that kind of stuff and putting a stop to it as they should be. I mean, to me, hate me if you want to, feel free. Many people do, you can join the club. But threatening people is not cool. Very, very far, far from it. To that degree, right? If you have concerns about what you see is going on with the water issues here in the city of Racine and Racine County, please let me know. I hope to, among other things, again, I plan to call the mayor of Waukesha, see if I can get him on the show whenever I might be able to do so. I'll probably call up somebody from the Racine city government and get them on the show, prompt thing in the health department, because that's, to me, a trustworthy place to get information from. I'll probably get Kurt Whelan or ask him to come on the show again. I'll probably get the county, the village president, Feast, I think his name is, on, see what's going on, new, what's how we be people. See who I can get from Caledonia to talk, stuff like that, because it's all important information. And the more important information we have, the better off we are in making the decisions that we need to make. I'm also fascinated about some other things. I truly am. I'm absolutely fascinated. I'm trying to multitask and talk, and so I don't have dead air on the phone. Interesting information I would like to find out more is things we hear about all the time and we've stumbled onto. We stumble onto, anyway, if I can't see it right away, I think I'll just simply save it for another show, because there's so much things to talk about, and it is fascinating. It's fascinating. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. So, other things I'll be doing is I'm going to be coordinating with some type of a newspaper outlet here and get myself a press credential, get myself a press card of some sort, so I can go to meetings and I can get on a mailing list. It's important for me to be on a mailing list so I know what information is out there so I can act accordingly to go to these informational meetings so I can get the information to have to bring back here and talk about it, right? All there is to it. I may or may not restart a blog I do kind of sort of in a very, very, very and often called Root River Revitalization, because I'm the worst writer in the world. If you think my voice is bad, read my writing. I think they make prisoners that they get from the Taliban reading my writing in order to get them to talk. I think it's been pretty effective. That had me sing to them. That's very effective as well. So I may start that again, if probably to keep it going, if only you have a place to put these radio, these podcast links, right, so you know what's going on. This is the primary subject I'm going to cover, the role of water in the Racine County area, both the Racine County, Racine, and other municipalities around, primary. Secondary is how water is used to drive, quote, development. Let's put big quotes around development. Who's making money, potentially, from these developments? I mean, it's interesting, too. I mean, we had a whole thing called Michigan Row. This is running a river, right? And we're told that when Michigan Row gets done, it's going to make more money than God, because everybody from the city of Chicago is going to come up here to Racine to want to live here, right? Funny that. Tuesday of this week, I had the opportunity to walk from my house to down in Racine and back in the morning, between 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, down there and back after a meeting, and I didn't see 7 people on the sidewalk. And this is in the morning of a typical day of business in the city of Racine. 7 people. 7 people! And they're trying to tell me that downtown Racine is a hip-happening now place. No, I'll go down there tonight around 9 o'clock and bars will be full, right? No, wait a second. No, to me, downtown is active all the time. It's not only active during that night when people want to go and get drunk, because all they're doing there is spending money and drinking, which they have a right to do, I suspect. But they're trying to tell me that there's vital business that's going on in Racine, which is there. It's funny that, because when my wife and I, when my family go shopping, we don't go to downtown Racine. We don't usually go to a store east of Ohio, or east of 31. We're going west because that's where the stores are that have the things that we need. I don't drink. My wife doesn't drink. There's nothing for us to buy downtown. There's a pharmacy, the library. We like the library. There's a pharmacy, the library, Gateway is downtown. But not the rest of anything I can think of that's worth my family going there to buy from. I mean, there are some shops. Sheepers is a good shop. Just in that little interesting store for that sort of thing. I can't think of anything else I would go downtown Racine for, really. Some crafty places there. Interesting, seeing lots of crafty places that we went to is still open. And we're told that Machine Row, when it gets going, will draw people from Chicago to live in Racine. I don't think so. And that would be something to look into because, again, it's definitely talking about the usage of water and development, something this show plans on addressing. Anyway, I'll give you my email one more time, which is WCLINGMAN at email address one more time. WCLINGMAN at WI.R.com. One more time, this clear everything up. WCLINGMAN at wi.r.com. I appreciate you listening to the show. I'm looking forward to interactions with my different political figures in office around this area. And with that, I wish everybody the best day. And please, 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 please do not take our clean drinking water we have for granted, especially you live in the city of Racine or Racine County, because God only knows what's going to happen with it. I don't think it's going to be anything good. Thanks a lot. Talk to you whenever. Remember, show of entertainment, opinion, and entertainment. Have a great day. Bye-bye.